In May, Los Angeles voters will be asked to decide three measures aimed at regulating medical marijuana dispensaries in the city. City Councilman Bill Rosendahl and Paul Koretz are backing one of them, known as Proposition D. As Cliff Liu reports, they spoke in support of the proposal today outside City Hall.
Why are we here? Prop D! And why do we support D?
Proposition D would shut down over 90% of the city's marijuana dispensaries and put new regulations on the industry and tax sales of the drug. Councilman Bill Rosendahl himself uses medical marijuana to treat his cancer.
But I can tell you from a health standpoint, I would not be alive, I would not be standing here right now if it wasn't for the medicinal use of marijuana. D means life.
The bill will only allow the 135 dispensaries that opened before 2007 to remain in business. There are currently more than 1,400 dispensaries in LA. Councilman Paul Koretz says these regulations will make communities safer.
Because we didn't have a Prop D, many localities have had a plethora of under-regulated, non-law-abiding dispensaries operating without the necessary safety measures that, when in place, will protect the surrounding neighborhood.
But not everyone agrees that Prop D is the right way forward. Another measure on the ballot, Prop F, takes a different approach. Prop F will not limit the number of dispensaries in the city. It would also allow dispensaries to remain open for 2 hours longer than Prop D will. Some legislators, like Councilman Bernard Parks, are opposed to any steps that loosen marijuana laws. Parks believes that none of these bills should pass. Here's his press secretary, Brittany Marin.
His main argument against all three is the fact that under federal law and under California state law, medical marijuana is illegal. It's illegal to sell, it's illegal to buy, it's illegal to grow. Therefore, we shouldn't have power to be able to tax and regulate an illegal substance.
On May 21st, voters will decide how the city will treat its pot shops. Cliff Liu, Annenberg Radio News. Medicinal use of marijuana.